Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, that's 4-4. The previous Mishnah had said that while the usual rule is one must distance from a vineyard 4 amos before planting grains or greens, and if he has a single individual vine, the distance would be 6 tefachim. But if there is a partition that separates between the grapevines and the grains or greens, then there's no problem on planting on either side up to the wall. So in other words, from a bird's eye view, the distance between the grapevine and the wheat stalk could be, 2 inches if between the two of them is a partition. That was the previous Mishnah. Now this Mishnah here is going to say that mechitza sakanim, if the partition you use isn't even a solid wall. Now the previous Mishnah we said there's no thickness requirement, which is why it could be paper thin, and that's how you could have 2 inches, so to speak, between the vine and the wheat stalk. But here we're saying a mechitza sakanim, if the partition is not even a solid partition at all, it's just a series of poles, one after the other. A kana is like a stick or a reed, like bamboo or something. So that's also an effective partition. And im ein ben kana lechavero, provided that the distance between each stake in the ground is less than shlosha tefachim, 3 tefachim, about, let's say, 11 inches, something like that. So if there's less than 3 tefachim, 3 handbreadths, 11 inches between one pole in the ground and the next pole in the ground, so a rule kicks in, and that rule is called lavud. I'm actually not sure what the etymology of the word lavud is, to be totally honest. But the word lavud is the notion, the legal notion, that if two things are within 3 tefachim of one another, it's as if they're connected for the sake of establishing a partition. And that being the case, if one wants to plant a vineyard on the west and a wheat field on the east, the previous Mishnah said you need to put a wall 10 tefachim high. And that wall has no thickness requirements. It'd be paper thin, but it's a wall. This Mishnah is saying the truth is no walls required. You can just put a series of poles in the ground on that dividing line between the vineyard and the wheat. And that being the case, you wouldn't even 2 inches. You